Our guest is Brittany Rice, Community and Family Resources, and thanks for coming back to visit.
Absolutely.
I've been telling people today we're going to talk about Problem Gambling Month, and already you took a proclamation to the supervisors earlier in the month.
Yes, I was at the Board of Supervisors on March 1st.
So tell me a little Problem Gambling Month. One of the very, very first programs you did with us, you talked about problem gambling, and that was one of the things you were just starting to touch on. Now we've kind of expanded, actually got a lot more activity going on.
Yeah, so at CFR, we have, well, CFR in our area, we have a full-time gambling counselor now who works primarily out of our Ames office. It's kind of his home base, but he covers all 8 of our central Iowa locations, including Boone, Fort Dodge, Ames, Webster City, and then some smaller outlying areas. So that's kind of cool that we got somebody hired in that position.
Someone really that focuses on that.
So yes.
Tell me a little bit about, okay, the need, because when we started, when one of the first times you visited with us and came in, you said you had a handful of people. Mm-hmm. And the big thing is they are seeking help.
Yes. Actually, in the past 2 months, probably, we've seen an influx of people calling and screening positive for problem gambling. So we've been doing a few more evaluations than we had previously. So I'm not 100% sure what changed, because we did go a few months without anybody calling, which is kind of par for the course. But the past few months, there's definitely been an influx.
Been an increase.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different things that are happening.
Yeah.
So obviously some of the challenges you face right now, obviously March Madness.
Yes. March Madness right now.
Just got done with the Super Bowl, where you could bet on just about everything.
Yep. The Super Bowl, anything sports betting. I mean, we're definitely seeing more people doing the sports betting. We've had a few people call in for the sports betting issue. Not as many. Casinos are still tend to still be the highest. I guess people use casinos more than anybody else when
they're more accessible.
Yeah. So casinos are still like the number one that we see, and scratch tickets, lotto tickets, but also the sports betting is up there.
Mm-hmm. Online stuff, it's really gone crazy.
It has.
So, well, we got that. And for what most people don't realize is video games.
Yes, video games.
Because I remember a couple of years ago visiting with one of the counselors from Webster City for CFR, and they talked about, especially around holiday time, people think about getting video games for kids and stuff like that. And he said, be very cautious what you do, because that's kind of an introduction to gambling.
Yeah, well, there's gambling within the video games. So I'm not a gamer. My husband is. And then, of course, my nephews and stuff are. But, like, within the video games, there's gambling. So there's, like, what they call loot boxes. And what those are, if you're not aware, are boxes that you use actual money to purchase. Of course, they're virtual boxes. But you have no idea what's in them. And then when you open them, a lot of times they, like, shoot fireworks into the air and have noises, and they're exciting. And then it could be something that's completely worthless. It's not going to help you in the game. It could be something great. It could be something you already have. So that's kind of one of the pieces of gambling. And then there's, you know, some games have actual gambling in it, where maybe you're playing cards on it, or you're doing something or other.
Sure. Some sort of game. Well, yeah. Real gambling.
Actually. Yep.
Bet on that roulette wheel or whatever.
Yep.
So. It's not, you know, and that's one of those things, too. A lot of people, well, first of all, you pay for the game, but they still want to make money off it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have these little, I didn't even think about all that, but yeah, it is. You know, who would? You know, most people don't. You don't think about that.
Right.
About the introduction to gambling. And that just kind of leads on to, you can go from there. All right, let's talk a little bit about services for well, 1-800-BETS-OFF is one of the easy ways for people to access.
Absolutely. In Boone County, if you were to call 1-800-BETS-OFF, you're going to get my gambling counselor. His name is Morgan, or you're going to talk to me, one of the two of us you're going to talk to, because we cover Boone County. The first thing that's going to happen when you call 1-800-BETS-OFF is you're going to go to a call center, basically, because they're going to try to decipher what county you're in so they can direct you to the right place. If for some reason, let's say Morgan's not able to answer, or I'm not able to answer, we do call back within, I believe it's 90 minutes is the maximum.
Sure.
So we would give you a call back. And then, of course, there's Your Life Iowa. So if there's off hours or it's a holiday or, you know, middle of the night or whatever, you can log on to Your Life Iowa and fill out a screening there, and that's going to go to the location that covers your area. So again, Boone County is covered by us here at CFR. So we're going to get an email and we're going to give you a call as soon as we can, like the next business day, to get you set up for services or to at least talk to you and find out what it is you're wanting. You know, if you're just looking for information at that point, we'll give you that. If you're wanting to schedule to get started, we'll get that taken care of too.
So a lot of people will think, okay, well, it's just someone has a problem with gambling and all they got to do is stop. It's an addiction.
It is. It is absolutely an addiction. There are a lot of similarities between problem gambling and substance abuse. And in reality, they kind of go hand in hand. We see a lot of co-occurring there. Most people who seek out or who come in for problem gambling actually seek out other services first. So they might be coming through our doors for substance abuse treatment or mental health treatment or psych for meds or something like that. And they do the screening, and that's when we discover that they screen positive, and we reach out to them to see about getting them set up. Because oftentimes gambling increases the mental health symptoms, physical health symptoms too. It can increase.
Just exacerbates something that that might already be. And I'm guessing at sometimes having an issue with gambling can lead to the other.
Absolutely. Actually, one of the big things to keep in mind with problem gambling that a lot of people probably don't think about, because most of the time we're thinking about the financial aspect of gambling, but a big thing to keep in mind is people who have a problem with gambling are actually at higher risk of suicide than pretty much anybody, any other substance abuse or any other addiction.
Any kind of addiction, yeah.
And a lot of that's because of the shame that goes behind it. There's, of course, a lot of secrecy and things like that. It's not as easy to hide, you know, if you're abusing alcohol or opiates or something like that.
Sure.
It's not as easy to hide that as it is gambling, because you don't see the physical signs of gambling typically.
It's a way. It's a trick. They don't know I'm doing this.
Yes.
And sometimes if someone's gets addicted and gets in there, then it's hard just to, I guess, what do you want to say? What's the best way to say it is it's easier to hide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so easy to hide and you can just say, okay, well, I can fix this on my own.
Yep. I usually refer to gambling as like the hidden addiction because, again, you can't really see it. People easily can sneak off during their lunch break or something like that to go gamble or to buy scratch tickets. Maybe they stop and buy a handful of scratch tickets on their way to work or things like that. You know, it is pretty easy to potentially take out a second mortgage or a loan to try to cover things, or maybe you're withdrawing from your credit card. And your significant other or your family members may not know. Like hiding or lying about the extent of your gambling is one of the risk factors to look for. So if you're doing that, I would absolutely reach out for help. Because not only do our counselors help with, of course, the addiction piece, we talk to you about the financial piece and we try to get you set up with whatever services we can to relieve those issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, that's a big problem.
What is for CFR and the services we have available? How is it structured? What happens? I mean, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. You could, for some other reason, like you said, be visiting with a therapist or somebody to help, and they realize, no, we've got a gambling issue too.
So you're going to call 1-800-BETS-OFF. You're going to log on to Your Life Iowa. You could call CFR directly. Any of those ways to at least get started. Of course, like I said, people walk in and screen. Mm-hmm. Every client that comes in that's a new client to us is going to screen for problem gambling. Once it's identified that might be an issue or that's why you're calling in, we're going to have Morgan or myself will reach out to you either by phone or we might just pop into your counselor's office if you're okay with it and be like, hey, like we saw this, like Is this something that you would like to talk about? If it is something you want to talk about, we're going to get you set up with a gambling evaluation with Morgan. It's about an hour-long appointment. Mm-hmm. He's going to help you with that evaluation. And then you're going to get going with actual counseling services. Right now, that's just individual sessions. They can be as frequent as once a week. They can be as few as once a month, just kind of based off of whatever your needs are. And you can come to treatment for gambling as long as you want to. There's no real set limit on that. And then the cool thing right now is that the gambling treatment is free.
Okay. It's free.
It is free right now.
There you go. Well, that's one of the positives.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, a positive for an addiction, but that's a good thing. I was going to say too, because I know when we first started visiting, you had a group, you had a pretty good core group of people, and they were very supportive of each other.
Yes.
Do people depart from the group? Do they just continue to be part of it? How does it work? Obviously, if it's an addiction, you're never really cured, I don't think.
Right. It's something people struggle with, every day, even once they've been in recovery for a while. Right now, we don't have our group going, but my goal is to get that probably up and going within the next 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
We are having some staffing issues like most other places right now. So, of course, getting the group develop is kind of based off of when can we get other positions filled to get Morgan out of helping in one area and solely in gambling.
Solely doing that. Yeah. Kind of covering a lot of bases right now.
Yes, yes. He started off as a substance abuse counselor with us, and so we've been moving him into the gambling position, and so that transition is a little slow. But once we get him fully in there, my goal is to get a group up and going because I did see such success in my clients that came to the gambling group. Basically, if there's a gambling group going and you're coming to it, once you feel like you're ready, that's kind of when you decide to exit that group.
Sure.
It's just a standing group. You just come every week to it once it's up and going. But I did see a lot of success with that, and I actually have one of my former gambling group members still reach out to me about once every 6 months to let me know how they're doing. They've been clean, quote-unquote, from gambling for, I think, 2.5 years now.
Wow.
Yep.
And that... They get proud. They're proud about that.
Yes.
That's good.
Yep.
It's like so many other, people will always go AA or gambling anonymous, but like in many cases, as we've said before, it needs to be voluntary.
Yes.
They need to do it, and that's when you can see success.
Yep. Gambling treatment is voluntary right now. I have not ever seen anybody come in that's required to come in for gambling treatment. I would love to see people who get in trouble for financial reasons, like embezzling or theft or things like that. I would love to see them do a gambling evaluation, because a lot of times gambling is an underlying issue to those things. But right now, the justice system is just not set up that way. We do those things for substance use, but not gambling yet.
So. They can't, in the justice. Well, when we see those cases and come up, and most of it is to cover gambling losses or for one reason or another, or I kept going to the casino or something like that. Those are the issues, but they can't force them to.
So far, it's not a thing that we've seen. I would assume... that they could.
It gets encouraged, I'm guessing. But.
Yeah, I would assume that it would get encouraged, but I might have to do some lobbying at some point to actually get that going.
we'll see. Again, and we do have it. It happens even around here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it does.
So, folks, it is a problem. Anyway, this is Gambling Problem Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And 1-800-BETS-OFF, again, that's probably the easy one. And talk a little bit more about, what is it, life?
Your Life Iowa. It's a website that you can log on to. And it covers a lot of different things. Gambling is just one piece of it, but it covers substance abuse. It covers mental health. It covers suicidality. So you can go there. It's kind of a one-stop shop to either you can do screenings, you can find resources. It has all sorts of different stuff on there to help you. So of course, like I said, the gambling thing, you do the gambling screening, it goes to the location that covers your area, and that counselor is going to reach out to you. But it also, if you click on the gambling link on there, it's going to give you a list of resources. So there is Gamblers Anonymous in Des Moines, actually. That's the closest Gamblers Anonymous meeting. But it's going to give you that information. It's going to give you other information, maybe some financial assistance, ideas of where to go to get that. and things like that. And it's the same thing for the substance abuse. You log on there and you click alcohol, and it's going to give you Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's going to give you treatment facilities, and it's just going to give you information and resources as well.
When you said like Gamblers Anonymous it would be in Des Moines, this is one of the big reasons why CFR really is focused on this, because this is our rural area, really.
Yes. Like I said, Des Moines is the closest place that we have a Gamblers Anonymous meeting. It's held on Friday evenings and Saturday mornings. So while it's there, it's not extremely accessible. I know during at least the beginning of COVID and throughout COVID, they were doing virtual meetings as well. I would think that that's continued because they were seeing a higher volume of people attending. Oh. But I'm not sure.
Yeah. So again, this is one of those reasons why we have this service that's available. So more contacts have been showing up. Again, that's one of the things. Ask.
Yes.
Because that's the big thing is, you know, if you think you might have a problem, but maybe you don't, you don't know.
Yep, absolutely. And one of the initiatives that we're taking is that we are going out into the community more to educate more people and more organizations on problem gambling. So we set up presentations with organizations. So that's one thing I would stress too, is if you have an organization that wants to know more about problem gambling, give us a call. We'll get something set up. We'll come to you, and it's free.
and let you know, and people can find out. Is this something we do need to, because we do have access to casinos. They're close enough.
We do. And, you know, it's very known that oftentimes, especially with elderly, we'll put elderly folks on a bus and we'll send them to the casino for the day, and they'll get their tokens or whatever and a free meal and all that kind of stuff, and then we'll bring them back. So that is one area I haven't been able to tap into as much as like the nursing homes and things.
Yeah.
I mean, they do bingo. Bingo's considered gambling.
Sure.
So I would love to get into those types of places if they're willing.
Talk a little bit about that. Now, I always remember when my dad would go. He always went for the smorgasbord. I don't think he would gamble his $5 or whatever and then go eat.
Well,
eat and walk around and watch some of the shows.
Yeah, well, and people like to go gamble because if you gamble enough, then you get the free meal or the free room. Well, you get the free meal or the free room because you're gambling so much.
Yeah, there's that. There's a reason.
Yes.
There's a reason for that, too. It's called the business.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, people need to find out more about it. We do have an office for CFR right here in Boone.
Yes, we have an office right here in Boone. It's kind of over by McDonald's.
And again, if you have or need any questions or want to stop by, they can always call or go online. CFR Helps. That's an easy one.
Yep, absolutely.
CFRhelps.org.
Yep.
Brittany Rice has been our guest on the program. Find out more about problem gambling during Problem Gambling Awareness Month of March. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.